The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
We've complained to the police about the police and nothing's been done. We've complained to magistrates about magistrates and nothing's been done. We've complained to judges about judges and nothing's been done. Now it's time to do something ourselves.
Bring your gun. Uh-oh. Your woman has just been sighted. Bring your gun. How she did it is she wasn't invited.
Oh, no.
Bring your gun. She said it this way like lightning.
Yeah.
Bring your gun. I'm not trying to be ducking and diving.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. Give us a call, 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. Now, I started the show with Ring the Alarm because the alarm needs to be rung. The alarm is definitely ringing. It needs to be rung loud and clear. Whether you're an Alex Jones fan or not, when they came for Alex Jones, you said nothing. When they came for someone else, another right-winger, you said nothing. When no more right-wingers was left to come for, you were the only one left, and there was no one left standing there to protect you. That's what I have to say. There's many offensive speech out there that I just detest, but I know that it's protected by the First Amendment. And for those of you who said, oh, he said something about Sandy Hook. No, he didn't. I listened to him. You should, if on podcasts, I would go back and play the Savage Nation from yesterday. They had him on extensively and Savage grilled him on everything. And basically, to make a long story short, the left did to him what they always do, what they even did to Savage. They put you out of context. So I would go back and play that. And even if they didn't put him out of context, again, First Amendment was meant to protect offensive speech. Whether it's vile and disgusting and you hate it or not, that's what it was really meant for. That's one of the things that it was made to do. So the other thing is you can't be one-sided. Don't say that you're going to take the right-wing radical side down for hate speech when you leave the radical left side up who does the same, if not worse. It's not right. You can't do that. Now, many of you are saying, well, Mr. Blyden, they are a private company. Of course they can do whatever they want to. Well, that's why I keep saying, bust the trust. They are too big. They have too much influence. So the government needs to step in and they need to break them up. They need to break them up. They're too big. They're taking this man down because they don't like his policies. They claim it's hate speech. And even if it was hate speech, it's protected by the First Amendment. But he, like I said, if you listen to his interview on the Savage Nation, he was taken out of context. He agreed that there are some things that he said that it's like stream of talking, stream of consciousness. I do it myself. When you're a radio host and you're just in the flow and you're just saying things, you're not like a politician where you have written speech out and you're careful about what you say. You're just flowing, and certain things are going to come up when you flow. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up. So I totally understand that. It's called stream of consciousness. Once you're in stream of consciousness, there's nothing you can do. You just keep it going. You don't even realize what you said until you played it back and be like, oh, wow, I said that. I didn't mean to say that. You know, that's what I'm talking about. So before you people are so quick to condemn him, like I said, they banned Alex Jones and left you standing. So you said nothing. They banned the Savage Nation and you said nothing because you were left standing. They banned Political Bombshell and that was not you. So you said nothing. Now Political Bombshell, the Savage Nation, and Alex Jones is gone. There's no one left to protect you. And then they take you away. So that's exactly what's going to happen. And so let me just read a little thing here about the First Amendment. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution forbids the federal government from preventing someone from speaking or from punishing someone for something they've said. It was originally created to protect political speech and keep the government from shutting down newspapers that expressed dissent. However, over time, the Supreme Court has interpreted speech to include marches, protests, and other forms of expressive conduct. The concept also has expanded to cover hate speech and offensive conduct. Let me say that again. The concept also has expanded to cover hate speech and offensive conduct. 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 Hate speech, and I'm going to keep repeating it until it drums into your head. Hate speech and offensive conduct. This means that no matter how offensive someone's idea or how upsetting their imagery, the First Amendment protects their ability to be heard. The First Amendment protects their ability to be heard. The First Amendment protects their ability to be heard. Now, you're probably saying, but Mr. Blyden, what if that was a left-wing nut? Would you be praising the ban? No, I wouldn't be praising the ban. I would not be praising the ban. I would speak out in disgust of what they've said, but I would not be praising the ban. I would ban of their right to say it. I wouldn't be praising that. And like I said, play back the Savage Nation from 8/7/2018 and just listen to the entire speech if you're open-minded enough and you're not, you know, your mind isn't made up already. Because some people are like that. Like yesterday, we had a meeting and one of the liberals who always called me Haitian, I think I told you about Enrique before, I blast him really good, had everyone laughing at him. I could see him turning red, his fat rosy cheeks. But anyway, that's the First Amendment right there. So I just want you to know, whether you thought it was vile and disgusting, if he did or didn't say that about the Sandy Hook thing, which is, it's very, very disturbing. But like I said, if you listen to his interview with the Savage Nation, you'll see that it was taken out of context and he explained it. So even if you don't accept that, you still say that he said it. Well, still, like I said, they ban InfoWars and you said nothing. They banned the Savage Nation and you said nothing because you were still standing. And when there was no one there left to help you, you couldn't be protected. So that's exactly what's going on here. I just wanted to get that out of the way because it's very disturbing that, by the way, it's looking like a coordinated thing. If you don't think, you know, there's some things that you just have to open your eyes. You can't just say everything is a conspiracy theory. You got to open up your damn eyes and realize that everything is not, even if it's a conspiracy theory, it doesn't mean that it's not real and it's not happening. Okay? So I just want to read an article here. Survival of our democracy depends on banning sites. Dems work plan to take control of the web. Dems plan to take control of the web. I shared this on my Twitter and on Facebook, The Political Bomb. So page. The tech and web giants of Apple, Facebook, and YouTube had just announced their ban of InfoWars and founder Alex Jones over allegations of hate speech when a report appeared making it clear that he isn't the only target. He isn't the only target, so I just want you to know that. My audience isn't big yet, so I'm like a blip on the wall. They're not going to bother with me. But guaranteed, if I start getting millions and millions of people listening, then I'll have their attention. Then they'll try to silence me as well. So it was Apple that launched the newest censorship battle Monday, followed on the same day by YouTube, a subsidiary of Google, and Facebook, which removed Jones' pages for glorifying violence, which violates our graphic violence policy, and using dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender. I don't even call them transgenders. I call them a man-made woman. It's the truth. I don't know what he called them, but I don't. Okay. Anyway, if you've heard my transgender podcast, you'd know that I don't like them. They're not of God. They're of man, and they're not, in my eyes, women. They're not biologically women. You could chop off whatever you want and hormones, so you can have breasts or whatever you want. You're still a man biologically. You can't change that. That's what God made you, and that's what you should remain. But now I want to get off on a transgender tangent or man-made woman tangent. Let's just keep reading the story here. Muslims and immigrants, which violates our hate speech policies. Now, Facebook is so full of crap on forced minorities, not funny, because so many other, like Antifa and other left-wing wackos, put so much things that is definitely hateful and violent and gory, and they don't ban those things. Okay, well, like towards the president, when they put stuff of beheading and so on, you don't see any of them being banned. So what the hell is that all about, Zuckerberg, you piece of crap, you mother flower, you? The Gateway Pundit blog, which noted the convergence of tech giants banning InfoWars, said it found in an analysis that Facebook has eliminated 93% of traffic to the top conservative website since 2016 presidential election. You're going to tell me that it's not a coordinated effort to stifle the conservative? 93% traffic they stifle? And you're going to tell me that it's not real? It's just a conspiracy theory? Why don't you get your head out of your butt? Now, a report by Reason cites a leaked memo circulating among Senate Democrats that it described as containing a host of bonkers proposals for regulating digital platforms. Okay, its aim is basically to save America's institutions, democracy, give me a break, free press, and markets. Let me dumb it down for what they want to do. They want to go back to the days when it was just ABC, CBS, and NBC, just the three networks, and no one else was around. So that's what they want to go back to. So that's the only way you could get your source. They want to regulate the internet because they don't want us going to alternative internet alternative platform for the news to get our news. They want to essentially be like a China where it's propaganda news all the time and that's all you get. Well, F you, I don't want that. Okay, so that's potentially what they want. That's potentially what they are leaning towards. Okay, it's not like from the state I used to live in, this freaking Joker. Chris Murphy, what did he say? Let's see. So, Chris Murphy, where is he? I lost it, but I'm paraphrasing. Chris Murphy basically said that InfoWars is the tip of the iceberg. Oh, wait, I found it. Here it is. He tweeted here. Oh, come on, stupid computer. Anyway, I'm just going to paraphrase. He said that InfoWars is the tip of the giant iceberg of hate and lies that uses sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear down our nation apart. See, like right now, for no reason, this news article keeps saying, oh, snap, something went wrong, and the whole page disappears. Comcast, you are trying to silence me. Don't do this to me. Let me read my story and do my show and stop doing this to me. Okay, some of you might be saying, oh, you're crazy. It's just a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. It's not just a conspiracy theory. So just shut up about it. Going back to Chris Dorky, when he said that InfoWars is the tip of the giant iceberg of hate and lies that uses sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. These companies must do more than take down one site. The survival of our democracy depends on it. Why don't you shut the F up, you mother flower? How you like that, you piece of crap, you cow manure crap. Pure crap. Pure crap! You guys are the ones that's tearing down democracy. You are the ones doing it, Democrats, mother flowers. You are the ones, mother flower, you. Twitter says Alex Jones hasn't violated policy and won't be banned from the site. We'll see how long before they buckle, before Congress or some Democrats step in and pressure them to ban him, and then they'll find some reason to ban him. That's how it works. They're like freaking mobsters, motherflowing mobsters. That's what they are. Even YouPorn, of all places, I found a story here. It says, streaming adult video site YouPorn announced today that it has banned Alex Jones from its platform following actions against the conspiracy monger by tech companies, including Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify. Oh, I forgot about Spotify, you mother flowers. But notably, not Twitter. So, I mean, what is he doing on YouPorn? I'm guessing someone probably put him there. Like, I find my content places that I never put him. Some people download and put him there. But anyway, they banned him. So that's something. That's special. Isn't that special? So, yeah, I wanted to start off with that. I wanted to definitely start off with that because if you don't stand up for Alex, when they came for Alex Jones, you didn't stand up because it wasn't you. Sooner or later, it's going to be you, and there's going to be no one there to stand up for you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you need to stand up for this. And if you see the hypocrisy, like if you see something on Facebook that's questionable coming from the left, you need to report it. If you don't want to report it, send it to me, politicalbombshow.cf. Send it to me in a message because I will definitely follow up on these things. Definitely. On either or any platform, whether it be YouTube or Google Plus or Facebook, wherever you see it, wherever you see the hypocrisy, let me know about it. Let me know because it's definitely not right. It really isn't right at all. All right, now that I got that kind of sorta out of my system, now I can open up my news feed here and start some news. But that was very important for me to start off my show with that. Very important because it's a sad day in America that this happened. Like I said, the Sandy Hook thing, he explained that, and if he even if he was lying, which I don't believe that he was lying about it, because the left do that to people all the time. They take things out of context all the time. But even if he was lying about that, my point of today's show is that the First Amendment protects speech like that, hate speech. Okay, it protects hate speech. And number two is, you can't advertise yourself to be a platform for all views and all ideas, but you only ban hate speech, you know, on one side, but on the left side you don't do anything. So I even read an article somewhere that an anti-Muslim picture, and someone reported it, and they said that it wasn't offensive. And then someone wrote it in text, and then they found that offensive. So the system is far from perfect. Did anyone actually look at the picture and read it and see what it was? I don't understand how it works here. But let's go into some news here. 600,000 foreigners overstayed U.S. visa last year. Wow, that's no surprise. No surprise at all to me. Let's see here. This is from USA Today. Homeland Security. More than 600,000 foreigners overstayed U.S. visas in 2017. Let's see here. They overstayed their welcome. They overstayed their visas in 2017 and remain in the country by the end of the year, according to the Department of Homeland Security data released Tuesday. That figure represents only 1.15% of the more than 52 million foreigners who legally entered the U.S. through air and sea ports in 2017, and is down from 1.25% for the year. So bottom line is, we know this is happening. This is why we need to crack down. You can't have people coming in and overstaying their welcome. But I would say first send the people back who are in jail, because they're bad hombres and they need to go. Okay, what is this? CNN hates. Okay, this is old. Never mind. That's a 2017 story. I'm not going to read that. Close that out. By the way, did you get your political bombshell silver silicone band? It's very slick, very nice. If you didn't get yours yet, I suggest you head on over to politicalbombshell.cf. Scroll down to the bottom right and click on get one now here. Okay, now. 670 ballots in Georgia precinct with 276 votes. Let's see. This is the McClatchy DC Bureau. 670 ballots in the precinct with 276 voters and other tales from Georgia's primary. Maybe I'll do a little bit of who won on tomorrow's show. I don't know. Even though I care. We'll see. Right now, I'm just really bothered by the censorship. It's BS. Let's see. Yeah, there's a problem here. This is a problem. So in this Habersham County's Mud Creek precinct in northern Georgia, they had 276 registered voters ahead of state's primary election in May. but 670 ballots were cast. So that's a huge difference. How is that possible? That's like double. According to Georgia Secretary of State's office, indicating a 243% turnout. That's insane. And I don't know. Just doesn't seem something like something is up. My spidey senses are going up. That's what I have to say about that. Antidepressant changes songbirds' courtship rituals. If I had to take a guess, I would say it makes you more aggressive. That's what, if you notice, they're doing this study is absolutely correct, because a lot of these mass shooters had antidepressants in their system. So let's see. So according to this story here, it says here in London, the songbirds altered their courtship behavior following exposure to antidepressant increasingly found in the nature environment, according to scientists in Britain who conducted a three-year study. Male starlings sang less and were more aggressive toward females who had been given a small dose of antidepressant. So, I mean, I could have told you that makes you more aggressive. You didn't need a study of some mockingbirds to tell you that. So, let's see. Back pain leak to weak glutes. Let's see. I have back pains all the time, but I was in a car accident years ago. And once you have back problems, you never recover. Let's see, this is a New York Post. The surprising secret to beating back pain. Let me read this because I need to beat my back pain. Either that or I need a better bed. One of those sleep number beds. I should have gotten one of those, but they're expensive. Let's see, Baby Got Back Pain. Are they taking a song from Baby Got Back? Okay, sorry, now I got the stupid song in my head. Baby Got Back Pain, it's time for some booty work. So see how they're trying to be? Sex sells. Sex definitely sells. Wow. Sex sells. All right, let me just read the story and stop. Let's see. Where did I go? A strong butt is one of your best defense against back pain, which affects 80% of the population. What do you mean a strong butt? What are you supposed to do, butt crunches or something? What am I supposed to do? I don't understand. But where is this story coming from? I don't understand. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have played that. But Baby Got Back. Baby, I wanna get whipped out. All right, let's stop it. I'm not playing any more of this. No more of this song. No more Baby Got Back. Huns, buns, something, something, something. I don't even know why I'm singing it. Baby Got Back. Baby Got Back. Baby Got Back. Back. Baby Back. B-b-b-b-b-b. Your behind is the most overlooked aspects of back treatment. James, a chiropractor in Aspen, Colorado, tells the Post. The big, powerful muscle in your buttocks were designed to help you do really important things like pick things up or keep you erect while you're walking. They're not meant to be cushions. Ah, all right, I see. They're not meant to be cushions. Well, I feel like this is meant to be a cushion. I mean, I don't know. That's a funny story. I need a little laugh. I need a little laugh, you know. Anyway, whew, I think that this whole thing is just ridiculous with the censoring. And then the Democrats are having internal memos saying that that's just the tip of the iceberg. They want to silence all the opposition. That's what they want to do. It's not good.
Shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet.
Okay, that's enough of that. Baby got back. Bones found in suitcase on popular MD beach? Huh. Let's see. What is this all about? This is a CBS Baltimore story. It says here, is this an Ocean City MD? Multiple law enforcement agencies are in Ocean City to investigate after bones were found in a suitcase. A couple wading in the water Tuesday morning stumbled upon the suitcase that contained bones and burned personal effects, according to the Worcester County Sheriff's Office. Maryland State Police and the Department of Natural Resources Police were on the scene off Homer Gutsky Park. So, sounds to me like someone killed someone, murdered someone, and put their bones in a suitcase to me. That's what it sounds like to me. Let's see. Caitlyn Jenner talks politics. I don't care. I do not care what this man-made woman said. I don't. So let's just skip right past that. Let's see. California transforming bus drivers into teachers. Why am I not surprised by that? China shuts down Christian churches, crucifix, Bibles, terrorizes worshipers. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is how America is becoming. You have the Democrats shutting down the opposition because they don't want us to be there. And it's like they said, they came for Alex Jones and you kept your mouth shut because it wasn't you. And sooner or later, there's going to be no one around to talk for you and you're going to be gone too. Let's see. Christian Heartland opens window into fight for China's soul. Nanyang, China, the 62-year-old Chinese shopkeeper had waited nearly her entire adult life to see his dream of building a church come true. A brick house with a sunny courtyard and spacious hall with room for 200 believers. But in March, about a dozen police officers and local official suddenly showed up at the church of his property and made a frightening congressman's despair. They ordered that the cross and painting of the Last Supper and Bible verse be taken down. And they also demanded that all the services stop until each person along with the church itself was registered with the government. Wow, this is how America wants to be. You want this? You want America to be like that? You stupid liberal fascists, freaking acorns, motherflowers you. Dog meat market. Oh, this got to be in China. Tell me this is nowhere in the United States here. Let's see. This is sickening. inside the sick market where 80,000 dogs are slaughtered for food. Come on with the cookie crap. Yes, I accept. Let me read the story. An animal rights activist has described horrific conditions at an infamous dog food market in South Korea, where thousands of dogs are slaughtered for meat in what has been described as inhumane and evil. I don't like to hear things like this. I love dogs so much, and dogs were not meant to be food. Dogs are men's best friend. They're the smartest dogs ever. They protect you. They're loyal. I mean, this is just saddens me. It really saddens me. I don't even want to read this. This is really Sion Davies from Cardiff filmed live dogs for sale at Moran markets in South Korea, revealing many are clubbed to death before being turned into dog soup. She said she rescued several puppies during her visit, but faces an impulsive task to save them all. With an estimated 80,000 slaughtered at the market every year, Ms. Davies, 53, is an animal rights campaigner who is originally from Cardiff, but now lives in Florida. She is one of the founders of Passion for Compassion, which is an organization working with multiple activists to rescue dogs and stop the meat trade. I think people who do that to dogs should be killed. I have no sympathy for people who would do this to a dog. I want them to be all killed. Killed. I'm going to stop short of saying that they should be eaten because I'm not a cannibal. It's gross, but this sickens me. I can't read any more of this. I can't read any. This is upsetting me. This is really upsetting that they're slaughtering and killing dogs for dog meat. This, who does this? Oh, this is really sick. Sick people. Oh, wow. Giant floating trash collector will try to scoop up the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I don't think that's going to work. Hollywood transformation. The way how they put transformation, I hope they're not talking about. Oh yeah, they are. That man-made woman, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever her name is. I don't want to read that. Hundreds of movies made under direct influence supervision of Pentagon. What's this all about? Huh. Here are 410 movies made under the direct influence and supervision of the Pentagon. I can't even say that I'm surprised that this is going on. A year ago, we featured a detailed report by authors Tom Secker and Matthew Alford exposing just how vast the Pentagon and CIA programs for partnering with Hollywood actually are. Based on some 4,000 new pages of formerly classified archive documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. These documents for the first time demonstrate that the U.S. government has worked behind the scenes on over 800 major movies and more than 1,000 TV titles. I hope they had given names here because I would like to know what movies. Oh, they do have some here. Let's see. Reviewing the ever-expanding list, the avert movie watcher might be in for a shock at what films are actually included. There are the more predictable ones like Black Hawk Down, Zero Dark 30, and lone survivor, but also entirely unexpected ones that apparently needed the military-industrial complex propaganda touch, like Ernest Saves Christmas? What's that doing there? Karate Kid 2? The Silence of the Lamb? Twister? The Iron Man movies? And more recently, Pitch Perfect 3. Yeah, I'm shocked that some of these are here. Wow. This is something. Unbelievable. Huh. Well, don't want to read any more of that. I don't want to read any more of that. Mickey Mouse turns 90. Who cares? Except Jared, this guy I used to work with, and this freaking guy would go to Disneyland every year. Every year, he was actually put on his, when I used to do fake book, a long letter in his appreciation for Mickey Mouse and all the Disney World characters. Did I mention he's a man? Okay. Moving right along. Mysterious cow nose raises spook Jersey Shore swimmers. What mysterious cow nose? Let's see if they have a picture of this cow nose. I'm trying to look at the video footage here without audio. This is still a commercial. 23 seconds to go. The cow nose rays are swimming way too close for comfort during these hot summer days. Cow nose ray. Oh, it's cow nose. It's like a stingray, isn't it? I don't know what the heck I was actually thinking of a cow nose. What an idiot. That was a Democrat liberal move. Let's see. All right. Oh, I see them now. Yeah. The stingrays. Okay. Stingrays. Da, 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 da. Oh, you know, they even have freshwater ones. I went to the pet shop when I used to have a fish tank. I don't have one now. Fish tanks are a lot of work. They really are. Even though my sugar gliders are demanding, I think they're less work than a fish tank. Fish tanks are just too much work. Couldn't handle it. North Carolina candidate preached extensively on wives submitting to husband. Okay, so that's the Muslim guy. I don't think he's going to win. Women don't want to hear that here, or do they? I don't think American women wants to hear about submitting to your husband. So we'll see if he wins. Let me just open the story to see a little bit of that. North Carolina GOP candidate preaches extensive on wives submitting to husbands. Let's see here. Former Baptist preacher Mark Harris is running in the 9th district. I don't know if he's going to win on that. The world has changed, even though it hasn't changed for you. The world has changed. Women, unless, of course, you're in Muslim countries, you still submit to your husband. But American women are more liberated. They're not going to submit to husbands. So I just don't think. I'll keep an eye and see if he wins. But I don't think so. We will see. We will see. Police scanning surveillance video to find pregnant women. Why are they scanning surveillance videos to find pregnant women? Can you please tell me what are the police doing? What are they doing? I don't understand. Cleaning crews finds fetus in bathroom of plane at LaGuardia Airport. Wow, that's wow. Okay, so now I guess it makes sense why. Is this the same story? I don't know if this is the same story. Okay, let's just close this up. It's hot. It is hot. Let's see here. Let's ask Siri the weather. Yes, she will ask me. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Siri's been ignoring me lately. She's not answering me. Hey, Siri. Cece will not answer me. What temperature is it, stupid Siri?
It's about 78 degrees outside.
So, 78 degrees outside. Something is going on with my Siri here. She's completely ignoring me. I think she's angry because I'm mad at Apple for their censorship. Okay, come on, folks. I'm just kidding. But seriously, it's something. It is definitely something. Feels hotter than 78 degrees. Let's take a quick break here, and I will be right back.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
Sing.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Sing.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
I love chicken nuggets. True, I bet I love chicken nuggets more than you do. If you don't like chicken nuggets, we can't be friends. Me and chicken nuggets till the very end. Honey mustard barbecue, sweet and sour sauce. Can I get three of each? I'm gonna eat them all. If you like chicken nuggets, then you know just what to say. I love chicken nuggets and I eat them every day. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
Sing it.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Sing.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. I eat chicken nuggets when I pee. Chicken nuggets while I'm in a tree. I eat chicken nuggets when I'm drinking tea. I don't want 5 or 10, I want 23. Chicken nuggets is my favorite food. Eat them anytime, I'm always in the mood. If you like chicken nuggets, then you know just what to say. I love chicken nuggets and I eat them every day. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
Sing it!
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Sing it.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Welcome back, Rayshawn Blyden. PoliticalBombshow.cf. Very sad day that so many are probably rejoicing that this happens to Jones. But I keep repeating this: you did nothing when they came for Jones because it wasn't you. And you're not a right winger, so you did nothing. Then they came for the Savage Nation, and you did nothing because you're a left winger. When they came for you, there was no one else left to protect you. So we're talking about free speech again. I think it's worth repeating. Free speech was in part made to protect offensive speech. So if that's your reason on praising it, you have to rethink that, because like I said, it's going to be you next, and you won't find it funny. There won't be anyone there to defend you, and it's going to be you, and you're going to be sorry that you were happy that Alex Jones was banned. So keep laughing, guys, keep laughing. What goes around comes back around, and eventually even the ACLU said that this wasn't a good thing. So I want to play in part Alex Jones. He did a speech on his banning of YouTube, so I want to play like 3 or 4 minutes of that. Let's hear it now.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. CNN, MSNBC, the rest of the dying news system like the New York Times and the Washington Post, groups that are propped up by the Mexican kingpin in the case of the New York Times, Carlos Slim, in the case of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, they can't allow something like InfoWars with a fraction of the crew or the money to be ranked higher than them on iTunes or on YouTube. They can't stand it when people like Mark Dice has more subscribers on his channel, he doesn't work for InfoWars, but he's an example of it, than CNN. And so their answer is, have CNN, the New York Times, BuzzFeed, and all these other corrupt organizations openly lobby for us to be removed, and then organize their listeners, their viewers, the different university organizations, Antifa, Sleeping Giants, and a bunch of other groups, to then go mass flag us in the community guidelines, which again is something out of 1984 or a Kafka novel, where you don't even know what you've supposedly done. You can't face your accusers. Then you get defamed by the claims of the big tech giants when they ban you. Make no mistake, this is being set up to create a precedent, in their own words, for you. Nationalists, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, people that stand up to the New York Times editorial board member saying whites are subhuman and should be extincted. This is the agenda they're pushing that is being funded by Communist China. Out of everything I've broken down so far, that's the key. Apple has officially moved to China and is letting the government basically run Apple. And that, of course, is iTunes. Google is building a huge censorship search engine for them, and whistleblowers from inside Google say they're preparing to use it here in America. In fact, they're beta testing different parts of the censorship system for China on American conservatives, nationalists, and Trump supporters. So bigger than just trying to manipulate the election and give huge contributions in kind to the Democrats by blocking conservatives, libertarians, conservative candidates, conservatives in office, and trying to make sure they can win back the House to try to impeach Trump, that's only one part of it. The bigger issue is they don't like InfoWars exposing the fact in great detail that Communist China owns our debt, owns and controls Hollywood now, is involved in massive domestic propaganda operations, and is working with the Democratic Party and with the EU and others to try to block the Trump agenda. They even talk about this at Davos. So this is 21st century warfare. It's happening right now, and it's designed to silence the American people and other populist movements around the world who are trying to struggle free from this corporate totalitarianism. I've had a lot of top lawyers call me today, and they say, Alex, we need to sue Apple. We need to sue all these groups that clearly are involved in cut and dry antitrust activities, working with other big corporations to delist you and block you from the marketplace of ideas, so then when they demonize you, you don't have a way to respond to them, and they can destroy you. And then with that model, move on against everybody else. Almost 5 months ago, the Wall Street Journal had the new CEO of News Corp brag that by 2019, the internet will be basically paid. He said, Barry Diller's also said this as well. He owns Newsweek, so that's a Democrat on the other side, that the internet will be paid soon. Watch, believe me, he said, because they're setting the precedent to deplatform InfoWars and WikiLeaks as the test point example. And once they've done that, they're doing it to everybody. Now, what do we need to do? We need to call the White House, go to Trump's rallies, call the campaign, let them know that this is about deplatforming conservatives and libertarians and other Republican candidates around the country to steal the election. It's true election meddling, not like the made-up Russia meddling garbage. This is out in the open and naked.
So, again, you may think this is just conspiracy talk, but sooner or later you'll learn your lesson. You can't be a fool the rest of your life. Many of the things he said there, you're going to have to do research and actually look it up. Actually open your mind and actually look this up and see that he's telling the truth. Because not everything is that's a conspiracy theory mean that it's false. It doesn't mean that. So I want you to just open your eyes and don't be an idiot. The world is crumbling around you, my friends. Don't you understand it? Do you get it or don't you get it? The world is crumbling around you. That's what I have to say on that. If there's any more news worth talking about here. So, of course, the Republicans are stopping the fight and upset in Ohio. We'll have to see how that goes. Progressive set to test appeal to prairie populism in Kansas. See, these things are happening. They're happening all around us. I already talked about the dead fetus found in bathroom of American Airlines flight in LaGuardia. Police scanning surveillance video for pregnant women. Now, this is interesting. Well, this is because of the dead fetus. Okay, so it's sort of the same story. Let's see what the Geller Report is saying here. Geller Report, 70 pro-jihad, anti-Semitic Democrats urged Trump to resume Gaza terror aid funding. Muslim migrant who raped student in UK cemetery replies, "Yes, I did that. Why not?" Wow. This, you're going to tell me that this guy don't deserve to be raped in jail over and over? In his ear, his nose, his mouth, his anus, his pee hole everywhere? Sick bastard. Sex slavery is sanctioned under Islam. 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 I'm repeating it because it's known that if you keep repeating something, then it'll sink in sooner or later. Sex slavery is sanctioned under Islam. As I have explained numerous times, sex slavery and rape is the infidel is sanctioned and rewarded under Islam. Muslim Kurliks all over the world confirm the right to have sex slaves. It is in the Quran, the word of Allah. Islamic doctrines command Muslim men to hate all non-Muslims and to see women, especially infidel women, as little more than sex objects. Or in the words of the Muslim who recently murdered a Christian girl in Pakistan for refusing him sex, Christian girls are only meant for one thing, the sexual pleasure of Muslim men. Moreover, Islamic clerics routinely encourage Muslims to migrate to the West and help empower Islam any way that they can, including through propaganda. Oh, I can't read any more of this. This guy is sick. So some of the Quran here, in case you think you could look this up. The Quran. Quran 33:50. O Prophet, we have made lawful to thee thy wives, to whom thou hast paid their dowers and those slaves whom thy right hand possesses out of the prisoners of war whom Allah has assigned to thee. So, yeah, that's definitely telling them that they have the right to do what they want with women that's of not of their culture, and they could be their slave. Quran 23:5-6. Who abstain from sex except with those joined to them in the marriage bond, or the captives whom their right hand possesses. So who abstain from sex except those who join to them in their marriage bond, or the captive whom their right hand possesses? So it sounds to me like, again, they're having the right to have sex with anyone that they please. Quran 4:24. And all women and all married women are forbidden unto you, say those captives whom your right hand possesses. The Quran is a sick book. It really is. And I can hear you now. The Christian Bible also has bad stuff. The difference is Christians, modern Christians, we don't follow everything. Like, we don't stone adulterers, but they still do. That's the difference. So don't give me that BS, you mother flower, you. Close this out. See, this is what the Geller reports gets me so angry, because there's so much stuff here like this that angers me. I can't judge accused of anti-Islamic bias. Asked not to be reappointed. All right, no more Geller report. If a Geller report really, I encourage you to, for yourself to submit to the. I mean, submit. You see, I started reading the Quran. I'm already thinking about submitting. Unbelievable. Subscribe to the Geller Report. They got good information there. It's just very angering information that I don't want to read on air because it makes me really get angry. Let's see. Anything good in Breitbart? China tariffs on 160. China tariffs on $16 billion finalized for August 23rd by Trump administration. F you, China. CW Network casts Ruby Rose as lesbian Batwoman. I don't know why. Yeah, I'm probably still going to watch it. I mean, if it was like a gay Batman, I probably wouldn't want to watch that. But I don't think I mind watching a lesbian Batwoman. You are so damn sexist. It's not that. It's just, I saw a previous to it. I think I saw a previous to it. Looks good. Anyway, Facebook wants your bank info. Corporations push financial blacklist gun control. Let's see what this is all about. Facebook, Trump, you got to bust the trust there. Alex Jones is right. You have to go to a Trump rally, write to the White House, let them know. The antitrust division needs to kick in because they're all out of control. Google, Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Microsoft, they're all out of control. Amazon, all of them. So Facebook wants your bank info corporations to push financial blacklist on gun control. Facebook, I'm so angry. I'm not even playing the Sucky Zucky song. That's supposed to show you how angry I am today. Sucky Zucky Facebook is asking banks to share customers' financial information in a climate where corporate America is blacklisting gun manufacturers and businesses or groups that support the Second Amendment. Okay, let's close this because I'm about to punch the computer screen right now. and it's not going to be good for my hand. It's going to hurt. So let's not feed into this. Voter frauds. See, I knew something was up. I said I had a feeling about it when I read it earlier, but Breitbart, the headline, they wrote it just in the way of I thought it was fraud. It says here, voter fraud, 670 ballots cast in Georgia precinct with only 276 voters. See? So I was my spidey, remember I said my spidey senses are tingling? It was right. I knew it didn't sound right. So let's see what Nancy Pelosi is saying here. Deb Haaland would be first Native American woman ever in Congress. It's all about some stupid, who cares if, as long as the person is right for the job, I don't care if you're Indian, if you're Asian, Hispanic, Black, whatever. Everything is identity politics, you know? It's just ridiculous. Let's see, anything else good here? Democrat Representative Maloney. Democrats have been failing miserably, getting our butt kicked. Malcolm Jenkins says players will soon release statement on anthem protests. I am so not caring. I'm still not caring about them. I mean, honestly, why? That's why I'm not watching football anymore. I'm really not. I won't watch it anymore. You know? Because it's because of that. I mean, they just don't understand. They're going to lose people like me. And they don't think they care. They really don't care. They're idiots. That's all I got to say on that.
Zuckerberg. A first of its kind intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look. By a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Zuckerberg. Facebook restores GOP ad without clarifying vague policy on sensational content. I am so sick and tired of them. I'm sick and tired of Facebook. They have to be, come on, where's the administration? Send me another survey, Trump. I need another survey so I could fire off my opinions on this stuff. Why are we letting them get away with this stuff? Facebook has reportedly restored a previously banned advertisement from Republican congressional candidate Elizabeth Heng after the ad was initially deemed too shocking, disrespectful, or sensational for the platform. Following Breitbart's news report of Republican congressional candidate Elizabeth Heng, who is running in California's 16th congressional district seat, the point is, it's all BS. That's the point. It's all BS. BS. BS.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. A first of its kind intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look. By a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
F you.
Zuckerberg.
Let me say again, F you.
Zuckerberg.
F you.
Zuckerberg.
We'll be right back.
What is that, no kidding? Yeah.
played this song because this was a song against the establishment, even though I didn't even know about the establishment back then. I just knew I loved the song, and the lyrics are awesome. Rest in Peace Friday, that was the main singer's song name. This song was amazing. Still a great song right now, but I just wanted to play a clip of that because it's essentially an anti-establishment song, and I always loved it. And we're still fighting the establishment. We're going to always be fighting the establishment until the end game. And who knows what the end game is? Who knows what the end game is? I just know that I've always been a fighter, and I just can't play dead. I know Alex Jones isn't going to play dead. I'm sure that he's going to fight back, and I'm, hoping that everything is good with him. I'll do my part by I downloaded his official InfoWar app, which it jumped from, I think he said number 400 or something, all the way to number 4 now. So I encourage everyone to go and, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, just the principle of it, just download it anyway. Just download it anyway. You don't have to, just download it. Because teach these liberal mother flowers a lesson that they're not going to control and tell you what you can and can't listen to. It's bear repeating. First Amendment in part was made to protect. Say it again, class, if you've been listening. I've said this before. What was it in part made to protect? Offensive speech. So whether it be offensive on the left or offensive on the right, it is their right, and that's not why they banned him. You heard what Jones said. And I really encourage you again to go and listen to the Savage Nation yesterday's show in particular, when he had him on for 3 or 4 segments, and they go into it. It's very powerful. Very powerful show. So I really encourage you to not let people tell you what you can and can't do. You're going to be sorry. I keep saying it's worth repeating. When it came for Alex Jones, you said nothing because you were not a right winger or you're a libertarian and you don't really care for his views, and so you said nothing and you kept your mouth shut. Then when it came for Ron Paul, you said nothing because you're not libertarian and you don't care for his views, and so you said nothing. When they came for you, there wasn't an Alex Jones there or a Ron Paul to protect you. So who do you have to blame but yourself? So like I said, even UCLA, let's see if I can find this article real quick about the UCLA, even backing him up. Let's see, you saying it's a mistake rather. UCLA. Where is it? UCLA. Let's put some more. UCLA says it was a mistake. Let's see. UCLA says it was a mistake. Alex Jones. See if anything comes up here. Okay, here we go. I think I found it. This looks like from the vault, I guess. No, this isn't it. Anyway, I can't find it, but they did say that they said that it was a mistake. I can't find it. I don't feel like looking for it right now. Yeah, I can't find it. Anyway. Great show today. Very powerful show. Let's see if anything else in the news is worth talking about real quick. Atlantic explains why Sarah Young's brand of white bashing is on the rise. I don't need your explanation of that. Let's see. Slate says Alex Jones get to declare a real info war against big tech. Is this UKIP call to defend free speech against globalist elite after social media purges? Let's see. What's this one? Let's see this one real quick here. UKIP call to defend free speech against globalist elite after social media purge. And it did seem like a purge. Let's see what he's talking about. The UK Independence Party has urged citizens to defend free speech in the West after big tech firms allegedly coordinated to remove right-wing voice, including InfoWars and Tommy Robinson, from the social media. As far as Tommy Robinson go, I guess the update on that is Instagram claimed that they removed it in error, so they put him back. Let's see. On Monday, Apple, Facebook. Oh, I didn't realize Pinterest was in there too. Pinterest, Spotify, and Google own YouTube permanently removed content from InfoWars. I didn't even know Pinterest was in there too. You mother flowers, you. Let's see here. What is WikiLeaks saying? WikiLeaks says InfoWars says it has been banned by Facebook for unspecified hate speech, regardless of the facts. In this case, the ability of Facebook to censor rival publishers is a globalist antitrust problem, which along with San Francisco culture imperialism reduces political diversity. True that, my fellas. True that. Let's see, anything else in the news here? Elon Musk considering Tesla buyback and to take it the company private. I think the stocks went up when he said that. It's not a car that I want. I don't want an electric car. I like my automobile with gasoline just fine. Thank you. You're polluting the environment. This reminds me of a story. I don't know if I ever told you guys this story or not. But, gosh, this was years and years and years and years and years ago where I call them environmental wackos. So I was working for a company and we weren't allowed to turn the trucks off. We had to leave the trucks on. So I went to go do my pickup. I closed the door, leave the truck on. And so this lady looks at me and says, "Excuse me." So I look at her, "Yes. Are you going to turn that off?" So I said, "I can't." And so I kept walking. And she said, "You're killing the environment. You turn it off. Turn your truck off. You're killing the environment." So I just gave her the flippy. And that was that. I also had I ran into another one where this was years later, different state, same scenario basically. I left the truck on, and she was like, "You're polluting the environment! Turn it off!" So you know what I did? I told my partner, "Rev up the gas." Vroom, vroom. And she left. So that was that. Not going to deal with you wackos. Let's see here. Progressive criticized Berkeley police for publishing Antifa protesters' identities. Good. Wait, not good. Let's see here. Wait. progressive activists and lawyers are criticizing Berkeley police decision to 20 Antifa protesters arrested. Oh, okay, yes, good. My initial reaction was right. Good. They should release it because they're wackos. See, my instincts are always right. They're always right. Progressive activists and lawyers are criticizing Berkeley police over the decision to publish the identities of 20 Antifa protesters arrested on Sunday at an anti-Marxism rally in Berkeley, California. So, let's see here. Why are they blocking the names? Like, I click on this specifically to read the names. Now they block them out. The Berkeley Police Department, supported by officers from around the region, used de-escalation strategies throughout the day, separating the rival groups, blah, blah, blah. There have now been 20 arrests, most of them from possession of banned weapons in parks. Well, that's what you get. And you don't, you want your name to be hidden? It's good. You're a criminal. Okay, I clicked on some names. Is this all 20 names? 1, 2, let me see this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. I don't see 20 names here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, if you're arrested, it's public records. You can't hide your names. That's the bottom line. I don't care even if you're on my side or not. You're arrested, that's what you get. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Donald Trump Jr., big tech, and Democrats wants to kill news outlets like Breitbart. This is true. And they're getting away with it. Yeah, getting away with it. Flashback. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg refused to define hate speech before Senate. Seems like they're taking their marching orders from the Democrats. That's my opinion. Look, all right, I'm done. Enough news for today. It's been a very high tension. High tension day, and I need a break, which means that I will see you tomorrow, God's willing. And again, when they came for Alex Jones, you said nothing because you were not right wing. When they came for Ron Paul, you said nothing because you were not a libertarian. Now that they came for you, there's no libertarians or right-wingers to protect you. That's all, folks. See you later.
Political corruption, pitfalls of nation. Sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're off to corrupt it. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.